Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf. The month of Elul is sponsored by the Mendelbaum family. We're holding in Chulin Daf Kuf Kof Ches. The Gemara in the Tav of Amud Aleph brings the concept of Im Oiches Bekoton Godol El Oile Imoy. If someone holds a piece which is semi-detached and it's a small piece, if when you hold that piece you can carry the big piece, then it's considered to be connected. And if not, it's not connected. This is a quote from the Mishnah in Tful Yoyim. It's a machlokes of Remeir and Reb Yehuda. And the shaila is, what's exactly the girsa there in the Mishnah? The Rosh in Brachas Perek Vov Aloch Yutes, he brings regarding when you're doing a bracha on bread. So some did not want to cut the bread before the bracha. They just wait to say a bracha al davar shalom. Says the Rosh, it's not right to do that because it's considered to be a hefsek. It's a hefsek between the bracha and the eating. We can connect to that today when we have the sourdough breads. It's a long time to cut it. So if you just start cutting after the bracha, you'll have a hefsek. So what should you do? Says the Rosh, royally, shetzoich lachtoich me'at, cut a little bit, shimirchaz befruso she'aleh akikor imoy. You should cut it in a way that you cut the small piece. You pull the small piece, the rest of the bread will go with it. Until there you can cut. And he brings this mishnah to Tvul Yayin. He just brings that the girsa that Rosh has is that the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that Rosh is because the God of Ilam Ayur Kamahu, Falochak Rabbi Yehuda. So it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Vyachto Yerprusas Abitzio, Vetzich Lachtoich Mehat, Shem Yochaz Yerpruso Yale Shar Kikar Imoy, Shem Loken Choshu Kiparus. Cut it a little bit and cut it to the extent that you can still carry the big piece with a small piece, and then you say the bracha. The Ramah brings there, with this discussion, the Rishayim, Tosis, and Brachas, brings it, what about Shabbos? Because Shabbos have a problem with Lechem Mishto, so maybe it's not good to cut, and they'll just to do a little simen. The Liyar Rabba there, in Sivkot and Aleph, he brings the name of the Ma'aril. What the Ma'aril did, was he did not cut, he made a bread, which was very thin. Not sure, like the breads are standard today. It doesn't take a long time to cut. That's why he did it in order to avoid cutting. And specifically talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov, where you need a Lechem Mishnah, so you may want to avoid cutting. But I in the Teres Chaim, in Sanhedrin of Kuf Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara speaks about the question they asked Menashe, says, when do you cut the bread? Said the Teres Chaim, cutting the bread, there's a big Indian Medover Zeh. It's not just Stam, because it should be easier to cut. He says, the pshat is a person needs to cut a piece and show that belongs to Hashem. The same way we have Bikurim, you have to give a piece of your fruit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you have to do Trumo min HaDagon. You have to do Chalo min HaIso. So the same thing, when you cut the bread, you cut a little bit, and that piece is Kivyochol giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to have a Reishis Sheshireya Nikoyim. And that's what the Bracha is Chal. You come and cut a piece, you bring it to Kivyochol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you do a Bracha. Add to Teres Chaim, Lachin Nireh, even Shabbos Yom Tov, they're not cutting the bread until after the bracha, but you have to do a little roishim b'kikrim simen, like the size of the pruso, in order to have the bracha on that reishis. You're looking for a reishis to bring in klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, even though usually we have a din that you do the bracha koidim lasiyosom, here you're doing the cut before the bracha. He says, because you have to have reishis shirihari nikarim, you have to see what the bracha is chal on. If you don't have that, the bracha doesn't begin. He says, very meduyuk, because the Torah, when he tells us to do the bracha on chometz, he says, "Koydim sheyatchil livdoik yevarch." Bekabit kia shayfer, "Koydim sheyatchil lidkoya yevarch." But by Hafrashas Chal, it says, "Ubishah shemafish yevarch." Doesn't say "Koydim sheyafish," because you have to have the ratios first. So you have to do a little bit of a cut. That's what you do in Hafrashas Chal, seemingly a kurtei, and that's what you have to do when you do truma, and that's what you do when you're doing the cutting of the bread. That's the inyan of the cutting of the bread. It's not only to make it easier to cut, but there's the inyan of reishis. And mainly, even if the bread is easy to cut, seems he's coming to argue in the Ma'aril, tells us that you do have to cut the bread in any case. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shorim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.